Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
Welcome to another session of Rob's Basement. It's been a while since we've gotten together, and largely due to the fact that things have happened, alcohol has been flowing, and people have been busy, and yet here we are again, and all those things are still true. Tonight's adventure, we advance the group to level 10. I know it sounds crazy, but because we're moving on to other things after this, exploring different game systems and hugging it out as we get frustrated with the rules, we have decided to go ahead and bring this campaign to a swift and abrupt and terrifying end. So tonight, our 10th level characters group has been traveling for a while and doing things after the disaster of the last session they played in. They have recovered from that debacle and have made their way into the desolation. And we'll cover the more details of that in a moment. But before we go any deeper, let's take a moment to introduce our characters and so everyone at home knows who and what we're playing. Starting with you, Dan.
Well, I am still playing Dugenstone Carver. He has advanced himself to be a magus. So he is a dwarven magician, wizard magus, who uses metal and technomancy and some other weird things. And these days he rides around in a size 3 mech suit that is pretty kick-ass. That's about it.
I am Troy. I am playing a Kaiden Synthera, and he's a human warrior ranger monster hunter who swings a big-ass sword.
I have no idea what book Monster Hunter came from.
I believe that was your Freeport.
Okay, good. All right. I was... Where the fuck did I do that? All right.
I'm Jay. I'm playing Joe Jackoff, the goblin rogue thief duelist. About it.
I like it.
Yeah. Hail Satan.
I remember Joe.
I am playing Diddle the Orc, triumphantly returned from his hiatus. Level 10 executioner, an ugly, ugly thing that just likes to kill with kindness.
It's awesome.
American playing Jaster, the changeling magus.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Shit.
it's not gonna be a level 3 bar story. The last one was pretty special. All right, so here we are. The reason why you've been tromping through the desolation is that there were rumors after Kaecris has conquered the Holy Kingdom that some new evil is stirring up in the north. Now, for those people at home who aren't paying attention to the lore of Demon Lord, the desolation is this vast, toxic wasteland that stretches off all the way past the equator into the north. And this place is noted for the fact that it is infested with undead, terrible lethal storms, weird magic floating stones, giant black pyramids that seem to reveal themselves when a dust storm blows through and then hide themselves and blow through again. It's a really terrible place. There's a ring of these crusader states that are like 7 fortresses that kind of bound and act as a barrier or bulwark against the undead infestation. Now, the rumors that you've been hearing and why you went up this way is that there's some new evil stirring in the north, and some have even whispered that it might be the Witch King returning to the lands of rule. The Witch King was this tyrannical despot who ruled almost a thousand years ago until he was put down in battle. And his return has been something of concern, even though when he was killed, his body broke apart into 7 serpents that went in different directions. That could be myth, could be true, who knows. But there's a stirring in the north, and the oracles have all spoken of some new darkness that seems to be boiling up out of the desert. And the prognosticators have seen the signs and the stars, and the astrologists have not been looking at the stars, but looking at their teacups and seeing weird patterns there. And then the freaks have been looking at their stool samples and finding weird patterns there. And it all seems to point to the desolation. Now, you are working for the matriarch, the head of the cult of the new god. She is based in the Northern Reach now that the Holy Kingdom has fallen. And she has sent you to go into the desolation to investigate the source of all this upset and unease. So you've gone, and you left your horses dead a couple days ago. They did not survive.
Need horses.
You had a mechanical horse. If you put your thumb on his chest, it turned out to be a Decepticon. Everyone killed it. Starscream came in and screamed, "No!" And then it was all over with. But you have continued marching off into the desolation. And after about 2 weeks of traveling by foot through the dusty, punishing landscape, you see the tip of a black pyramid stabbing up from a row of sand dunes off in the distance.
What's the tip?
Just the tip.
I'm glad you said pyramid.
Pyramid, right, yes. Black pyramid rising from the dunes. Now, you also notice that that is also crowded by a bunch of shuffling people. A mob of them, in fact. And you can count maybe hundreds of them just kind of walking around in a circle, this kind of continuous circle around this pyramid. The other thing you notice, too, is that the pyramid has not fully been revealed, and so it's mostly still buried under the sand, but there is towards the tip, just the tip, towards the tip, there is a cavity. One might even say it like be a Prince Albert hole, and there is a shelf, and on that shelf stand two towering jackal-headed humanoids. Statues, of course, each bearing a Bilgwi's arm. That's what I was looking for.
Mm.
Was that a polar innuendo?
No.
Oh.
It's first edition AD&D Player's Handbook had like 30 pole arms inside, including, but the Bohemian Ear Spoon predated that. Anyway, so carry on.
I'm good.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Good. All right, so what do?
You guys want to find another path?
This appears to be the only path to the pyramid.
Let's just keep marching towards the Falls of Doom. That's a thing.
That's what we're here for, right?
So new magus that I have that we haven't traveled together with yet, what kind of magic do you toss around?
Fire and battle.
All right, so all those 100 guys, you take care of those.
Sure. All right, so from our vantage point, what are the people milling around the pyramid? Like, what are they doing? Are they just, like, marching in cadence, or are they just...
Shuffling. Each footfall seems to cough up clouds of dust. They don't seem to be looking at anything. Heads are down. They seem to be wearing tattered clothing of an almost archaic design.
Are they just, like, milling about, or are they actually moving?
Like, mindlessly?
They're mindlessly milling about, but they're still making their forward momentum around the pyramid.
Just in, like, an unbroken circle, as far as we can see? Or square around the pyramid?
Yes, both a circle and a square.
Squared circle.
At the same time.
Do we see... Yeah, good.
You are 100 yards off, and you're just crested a dune, and you're looking down on the scene.
Do you see any other kind of structures around that might be like any other entrance besides the front door?
You see about maybe a quarter of a mile away to the east, you see another sort of structure. It's not black like this pyramid, but it's something. It's a quarter mile away, and there's a lot of sand flowing around, being blown around.
You want to check that
could
one out?
Could be a tower, or it could be something else.
Diddle's not prepared to mess with 100 zombies.
No, nor am I.
Why not? It's just 100.
Yeah.
Just 100.
Yeah. 100. I mean,
we can check out a little baby tower. But if you go way, way, way back, there was a little outhouse off to the side of this castle. That outhouse was really, really bad.
Yes, it was.
Heard tell of that outhouse.
I'm just saying, the little tiny tower might not be the way to go.
Yeah, the last orc to join us lost his dick. That was
It is terrible. It was a tragic moment.
It was indeed.
Send the ranger over and have him check it out.
It's a quarter mile away. I'm not wearing my running shoes.
Well, how do we deal with all these damn zombies?
Light them on fire. Chop them up.
Ask them to move. We'll just shuffle with them.
Can we, yeah, can we emotep it?
Yes. It's just about to go there.
Do we even know
the zombies? We're how far away? We can't really...
100 yards. 100
yards. They don't look like they're alive.
I know, they just call them zombies.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Well, fireman.
Well, they're already dead, so...
Yeah.
Kill them with fire.
We don't see any doors, like, into this pyramid, though, at this point.
Just that cavity near the top. And there, and as you're looking, you see that there is a staircase that climbs the side of it. But that tower structure off to the east could also hold some clues.
Could it?
Sounds like you want us to go there. I said we'd make a frontal attack.
I mean, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just a witness.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering if you would have told us about that tower
if it didn't
I had
anything.
Asked. Right?
I'm all about rewarding player ingenuity.
You mean punishing?
No! Rewarding, punishing, I've heard it both ways.
All right, so I cast that, bestow flight. Wear the collar. Right.
I cast bestow flight.
Well, all right.
Lasts an hour. Let me know.
You're fluttering around.
Right.
Why don't you go check
out the tower? Size 3...
Flying mech suit carrying a robot or a dwarf with full plate armor on inside it.
Yeah.
Why don't you go check out that tower then?
Why are you telling me to burn him? Just land in the building.
You can fly closer to the tower and go to the sky.
Yeah.
And just cast from the sky.
Yeah. But I don't cast, like, drop, like, bow, and I cast, like, turrets and things.
Right,
I'm a weird magic using wizard.
Technomancer.
Technomancy. I'll fly that direction and see if I get any more detail as I'm going.
Perfect. All right, so you zip off, and you see the giant flying mech do a Robotech move, and it turns to a plane, and he zips off over to the east. Doesn't take you long to get there. It's only a quarter mile away.
All
right. And as you get closer, you see that the somewhat occluded structure is revealing itself to be an obelisk, but there is also... a structure behind it. It looks like a domed temple type thing with four spires each corner. There is an open door. The reason why you couldn't really see it from where you were at, the exterior is about the same color as the sand. And there's a tunnel. There's a lot of stuff blowing around in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But the monolith is gray and it is carved with runic symbols, not hieroglyphics, but runic symbols up and down its length. It is slightly crooked.
Nothing that I can read.
Hangs to the left. What flavors of medicine do you read?
Common, dwarven, dark speech.
It is scrawled in dark speech.
Yes. I'm so glad that Shelf taught me dark speech so long ago.
So as you're getting closer to it, you... see that it is singing the praises to the Witch King Ashrakal, and that he will lead the armies of the Abyss into the lands of men and women and destroy them all. And then it starts talking about fairies being full of poopy and that the trolls are going to suffer because they also suck.
Mm.
And that, this world will be his.
So the author got tired near the end and just...
And then just kind of
All right, well, I'll loop back and bring all of that information to my fellow heroes.
All right, but there is a temple of some kind.
Mm-hmm. There's a thing.
Is it surrounded by zombies?
No zombies.
Let's go there.
I like that one.
All right, let's follow the goblin and the murder orc.
Damn it!
All right,
where do you want to go?
I'm thinking about Leroy Jenkins and the whole thing and just setting fire to all of it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Somebody had to make those zombies.
I can fly you over there.
So you're going to fly up and just use him as
all right,
a
yeah,
reluctantly, I'll follow the group. We'll check out the
I'm fine watching a zombie fire.
Like, the zombie fire is the best. Magic.
All right, so the five of you march down the dune. The crowds of people that are gathered out in front of this pyramid do not seem to notice or care if they did notice. And it takes you just a few minutes to get over to this obelisk. And as I described before, it is tipped over, leaning on its side. It's not fallen yet, but it looks like it probably would eventually. And there is this domed temple with four spires in each corner that stands before it. The doors are open. It's darkness within. There is no writing or design or anything to indicate its purpose on the exterior that you can see from where you are 120 yards away.
Got a lot of fun in the path.
Hey, I'm not sure about this place.
I cast resistance.
All right.
Take half damage from all sources for an hour.
Got it.
So we got an hour to do something, so.
We're going in now.
He has an hour.
I can stand and block the doorway with his run away for an hour.
Yeah. All right. So cautiously walk forward looking for traps and trouble and...
All right. So, Diddle, you are taking the first few steps towards this place. The sand is gritty beneath your boots, and it squeaks a bit as you make your way closer. And you can see, as your angle is getting better and you're moving around the obelisk, you're close enough to the obelisk, you could probably touch it. And you see the strange, almost moving runes have been inscribed on its surface in these kind of inset panels that are set in around it. And the obelisk is chipped and worn and pitted. It's certainly been here for a long time. But as you're looking ahead at the temple itself, you think you see a man-shaped form situated just within the opening.
I'm going to stop and just kind of point at it.
Okay.
To everybody else.
You, as you're, the rest of you are coming up closer, you can also see this man-shaped figure that's in the door. His back seems to be towards you.
Hey, death from above. Check that shit out before you get
further. I fly directly above them, no closer.
Coward!
Yeah. There's a guy right there with his back to us.
I'm going to pull out shield scimitar.
All right. You
prepare.
Shing, your blade is out. Shield is raised.
Cocking my pistol.
Your pistol is cocked.
Yes.
So much cock.
Rubbing my staff.
All right, so I'm going to greet him. Hello, fellow traveler, in dark speech, of course.
All right, so you're yelling out this horrible mangled language that sounds like children dying and old men grieving on their deathbed, just this barking, horrific noise coming out of his mouth. There is no reaction from the figure who is standing very still with his back to you in the open door.
He doesn't understand it.
All right, I switch to common.
All right, you shout out in common and the same reaction, which is nothing.
Should we shoot him?
I don't believe he's alive. We should go push him out of the way.
Does he look like
looks like
a
he's
century
wearing,
or?
He looks like he's wearing mail, but it's in a, as you're kind of looking at it, it looks like it's, man, that's not mail, it's plate, but it seems to be in the wrong color. It's covered in dust, and it's probably this person might have been out in the desert for a long time. There's no cloak. Well, in fact, as you're looking closer, there is a cloak, but it's thrown over his shoulder, but it's not moving.
Somebody go poking.
You got a staff.
Towards
throw a book.
I know the sand shifted or anything, but is there anything you can find? A
glass
move
tracks. Right, look around. There are no tracks at all. Even the ones that you've left on your way here have almost been erased.
I think fire has a rank 0 that does damage.
Yeah, like I took control flame. I took.
You take the flame missile or whatever that's called.
All right.
So is it?
I can throw. I can
pass.
Throw
so we're looking past him into the obelisk. Is it dark?
It's dark.
Or you can shoot a bullet. Whatever. I mean.
Well, it's dark. Yeah. It's dark enough, but you think there might be. There's probably some cracks in the dome. That's maybe allowing some light to filter in, but it's really hard to tell. I mean, you're still 20 yards away.
Just move closer. He's not responding.
I can shoot him with an arrow from out here.
Do it.
Yeah. So all right. Shaun of the Dead, and throw a record at him.
I can shoot an arrow at him like this.
Throw something at him.
I'm just going to make him dance. I shoot this. sand.
Should stand around
by his feet.
Dance, motherfucker! All right.
Are you actually doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you pull the trigger on your pistol.
Shoot, like, right by his foot.
Just roll so you don't get less than zero. So you have to worry about this fire.
And it blows up in your face, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Is it
14?
Perfect. All right, so you shoot. The bullet strikes near his feet. He does not flinch.
Reload.
All right.
Moving in.
You break out your bag and your stick and your cotton. Yeah. All
right. Now we're rich and famous.
I was trying to get a six shooter, but I don't have that much gold.
You probably will.
You should have.
Level.
Maybe. Yeah.
You should have had that much gold.
All right. So you're closing in.
Yeah. I'm flying in.
All right. As you're moving closer at the 10-yard mark, you find that the sand that you've been walking across is fairly thinly covers what seems like a number of stone tiles that have been set in the ground. And it's kind of shifting and swirling around the top. Small eddies are, as dust devils are kind of spinning up and dissipating. As you get closer and closer, you see that what looked to be a smooth facade on this structure reveals itself to be a windblown, eroded, very complex scene. Can't make out much detail, but there are a lot of shapes that are all in it. Humanoid shapes, about the closest you can tell. And you're now within 5 yards of the figure. No movement. But you can see the bullet mark where it struck the ground.
Probably save your bullet.
Bite brick.
Can you walk in and shove
him? Oh, yeah, I will fly. I'll just tap him on the thing.
All right, you tap on him, and it is like tapping a stone statue, because it is tapping a stone statue.
No.
Curses!
Shift it out of the way.
Yeah. If you put some pressure on it, it topples. Okay. And when it topples, it breaks into pieces.
I'm happy.
Can we not just go around it?
You could have gone around it.
I can't.
This giant.
You can get out of your suit, right?
I'm not getting out of your suit.
Once we get in the pyramid, you're going to have to get out of your suit.
Before they fly everywhere. How detailed is this statue?
I'm going to break down
the looking at the pieces on the ground, you can see that it was pretty detailed. Towards the back, like the stuff that was exposed to the elements, was pretty worn. But towards the front, you see a look on the face that is filled with lust.
Fuck.
That doesn't bode well.
Act B. Speaking of lust. Carry on.
We are done peeing. We are back.
All right, so you see that people who are up close, you look at the statue, the rest of you can see that there are more statues spread throughout the interior of this chamber. It's a wide open space. There are four columns. They're fat, big columns with a serpentine, a serpent pattern or a carving around the columns that go all the way up to the Capitol. And that you also see that there is a throne towards the back. The throne is empty. There are hangings that cover the walls, maybe about a few feet out from the walls, and they are tattered and black.
So are the statues all in, like, poses, or are they just...
There are 9 statues in all. They are depicting a variety of people, from knights to wizard types to tomb robbers. There's even a Laura Croft.
Save that statue, I guess.
Right.
Some of you will buy that crap on eBay.
Yeah.
Do they all have the same look on their face?
As you're kind of walking around, you do see that they all have this rapt expression of, it seems almost as if they were on the point of reaching sexual fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And as you're looking around,
like
you,
statues with boners?
Yeah, the sporting stone.
Any type of
a little talc there?
Tracking or anything on the floor here for movement of any from any sort.
There's sand all over the floor. You see there are some swishy patterns here and there. But then all of you hear a rattling noise. Somebody shaking a maraca. And
there's a baby here.
I dance appropriately.
You hear, Astrakol, have you come to free me of my curse?
Yes.
And you, Diddle, you see some of those curtains I described wiggle a bit to your right.
I'm going to light a torch.
All right.
Set fire to these curtains.
That's what I was going to do.
All right, so you strike the torch, it flares. And it fills a room with flickering radiance. And you see this room is the dome over... The light shines in the dome overhead. And you see there is a beautiful woman. Just striking woman. With her arms spread wide. And she's completely naked. But her bottom half is that of a serpent. And she is looking down on this chamber. Her eyes are diamonds. As she's kind of stretched out over top the dome.
I'm going to throw the torch at the curtains unless I'm close enough to just light one of them on fire and hope that they'll catch.
No, you're probably in the center of the room, so you have to chuck the torch.
Chuck the torch.
All right, you chuck the torch at one of the curtains. And as you do...
There's an effigy of a woman or there's an actual woman?
Effigy of a woman.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, the, when he said diamonds.
I was going to say, we all saw it.
Until he said diamonds, I was thinking the same thing with her on the ceiling.
Yeah. All right, so you chuck the torch. Torch goes, fire over, handle, over and over and over again, hits the torch, starts spreading out, and coming out from around that curtain is the same woman on the ceiling! And she looks at all of you! Everyone give me a will challenge roll of two banes!
No. Is this for horrifying, or...?
This is not horrifying. Okay. She is damn sexy!
Okay.
Everybody fail.
10.
You're fine.
Yeah. 11.
Fine.
11.
Fine.
You don't look so fine.
Five pages of characters.
All right, I rolled a 16.
And then moved to Twitter. All right.
I was thinking I would like
to 17.
17 total?
Well, 20 minus a D6, so.
Yeah, all right.
Minus a D6,
all right, so you look at this thing, and as you're peering at this beautiful woman, and she is striking, but from her navel down is a serpent's tail, the ends of a rattler that extends out behind her, and the serpent's tail is lifting her up and supporting her upper body. She's not wearing any clothing at all, but she is carrying a longbow in one hand, and you see that she has a scimitar and a scabbard on her back. Her face is beautiful and striking, although she has red-rimmed eyes, and her hair is, of course, a nest of vipers. Don't roll initiative, because we don't do that in this game. Fast turns.
Okay, I'm going to go fast.
I have to do a real quick thing. See the action she gets this round. She gets 4. Before you can go fast, she needs to do something terrible. All right, so you guys have a choice. Whoop, that's the end of the round. She is going to shoot at someone instead. Who will it be? There are 5 of you. We will call it high or low, Dan.
Low.
All right, it's going to be your side of the table, and on a 5 or 6, you're part of this group, or 4, 5, or 6, you're part of this group. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
Just roll a D6 and not count 6s.
3. It's going to be you! Congratulations! And she pulls her bow. She pulls the string back and looses an arrow at the goblin.
Let me impose a bane on that. Dodge.
Okay, we'll take out the 6 and leave the 5. That's a 7 plus 6 is 13 defense.
Miss.
All right, so the arrow zips past your body, but she is going to strike you again with her bow. She can do 2 shots at once. That's going to be 18, 24 defense.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, please enjoy 8 damage as the arrow punches into your small torso. That hits her first of 4 actions.
Okay, triggered action on my turn. I guess it's... Yeah. Monster lore. Check one creature 8? Within medium range. Yep. If that creature is a monster, is she a monster?
She's a monster.
I impose 1 bane on attacks, and I will also then make her my prick.
Perfect.
And I guess she's within range if I move up to her, smack her?
Yeah. Okay. Well, these are fast turns. So you have to charge.
I'll charge. Yeah. That poses a bane, correct?
Yep.
I will charge her.
You have plenty of boons.
Yeah.
Never gonna have too many boons.
Never gonna have too many.
16 plus 5 is 21 plus 5 more.
That's it. 26
ends also by 5. Alrighty. Oh shit. Okay, so 1 more for that for the hit. 1 more because she's a creature. 43.
Okay, she will take her second action.
On myself.
Yeah, she's a monster. So all my
creature within your reach.
Yeah.
Takes damage.
Yeah. He's built to kill those monsters.
I'm within my own reach.
You are within your own reach.
Okay.
All right. She's going to. She drops her bow and yanks her short scimitar out. First attack against you is going to be an 11 plus 6 is 17.
Yes.
And the second attack against you is a 32.
That's a hit.
That is a strike. Just take 4 from that that glancing blow. All right, that's your second. All right,
can I use opportunity now?
Are you within her reach? Or can you reach her?
He charged forward.
She shot me. Right, got you.
No. Fast turns.
I'll charge her. Okay.
Go ahead.
That'll be 20.
20 is a hit, but not by 5.
I'm attacking her agility.
Against your agility, that's still not by 5.
Damn it. All right. So I hit her, so I do max damage to 30.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's injured.
All right, I'm going
to... she's going to have to interrupt you.
Okay. One boon on her, or one bane on her.
Got it. And you have a...
I'll play the bane.
We're still in fast turn.
That's a 16 on you.
And actually, I said I was going to go and score that.
Yeah. That's a 22-28 defense. For just 7 damage. Dan?
Alright, I'm going to cast Bury the Knife. That is 12, 18 agility.
Yep, by 2.
Alright, she takes 2. Hold on. Object a gear teleports inside her body, dealing extra d6, 9 damage.
Okay.
And she is impaired until she removes it.
Okay. Anybody else want to go fast?
Oh, yeah, I'll think about it. Emoliate.
Do it. It's an attack roll, is that right?
Against her will. No, against her agility, my will against her agility.
Got it. All right. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
God damn it, 8.
Where
did you jump? 13, 8, and 3 is 11 against her agility.
No, it's a miss. All
right,
so
I haven't gone fast yet, right?
Yeah.
You went?
Every time I forget to add my strength modifier.
I wrote one of these for Troy.
That would have been.
God damn it.
So how far away is she?
She's probably 8 yards away.
Okay. I'm going to use my skirmish to move behind or to shoot. Let's see. I'm gonna shoot at her and then move behind one of the statues.
Do it.
With all skirmish.
Right. So I win. Use all your banes.
Yeah, I got one bane with skirmish and then one boon with trickery, so I think it just evens out.
We dropped the bane from skirmish in the natural war schedules, so you don't have that bane.
From skirmish. Oh, okay. Alright. So. Also, once. Is a. Pistol a basic weapon?
No.
Okay. Rapier's a swift weapon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a 21?
21 is a hit, but not by 5.
Okay.
Did you add your dexterity? I'm sorry, your agility modifier to it?
Yeah, that was...
God, I've been working on D&D
stuff. What have you been working
on? I've been working on D&D stuff lately, too.
Yeah, that was a 16.
Okay.
And then, so I get... I think 46... Stole plus 2. So that's 10.
Okay. She is in bad shape. Is that it? I still have one more action left.
I'll just say parley to her.
Parley? all right. She is going to chop into split her attacks between you both. So, Troy, that's going to be a miss.
She has another bane because of because she's impaired.
And that's a miss on you as well, so we're at the end of the round. You guys resolve your end of the round stuff first? No? Okay. She drops the impaired affliction. Each creature within medium range of her, which is all of you, must either use a triggered action to avert your eyes from the Gorgon or make a strength challenge roll with one bane.
So I'm already hidden behind a statue.
You can't see her directly.
Made the strength challenge.
Do I have to...
Okay. I'll use my triggered action. I haven't used it yet.
Okay. I should give you full disclosure.
Okay, you your direction to.
If you avert your eyes, you make attack rolls with 2 banes, and other creatures make attack rolls against you with 2 boons. You have to choose.
That's fine. I'll trigger.
Okay.
I made the strength challenge roll. I'm going to make the challenge roll.
Okay.
You say with 2 banes?
Yep.
And I'm already hidden. Is that averting eyes?
Yeah, it counts as averting your eyes if you want to.
13.
You're fine.
And you can add your strength mod to that roll, too.
Okay.
I did.
See, my sign worked.
What are we adding to that?
So I can...
Strength
model.
All right.
Fuck. I might use double trickery on this one for a strength
charge
roll.
Yeah, I'm going to trigger too.
Motherfucker, is that a five? It's, it's not my thing.
Did you fail? It's a natural one plus four.
Did you make a roll?
I triggered.
Yeah, I'll use a fortune. I'll use my fortune to like make him a success.
It would have been 46 plus 20 damage.
Oh, that would have killed me. All right.
I don't want you dead this quick.
How the fuck? Really? Jeez.
Yeah, and if it slows you for 1 minute, if you're already slowed, you become immobilized. And if you're incapacitated by the damage, you die instantly, turning into a stone statue.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been me.
Mm-hmm.
She gets four action checks around. All right. She's dropped the impaired, so she'll go ahead and go first. She's going to split her attacks between Diddle and Katie. Katie first. That is a 24.
Yep.
For 7 damage. And Diddle.
I'm going to hit her with the impair again.
15, 21.
That's exactly it.
For 11 damage.
And I'm going to try and jam another gear in her gut. That is 16 plus 6. 22.
That hits everything.
All right. 3D dice. That's 8 damage.
I'm going to go after that bitch.
And impair it for the, until she does, until she drops it.
We're back on fast.
We're back on
fast. 25.
Yeah. 25 all day long by 5.
All right. So that is 36 damage.
Oh, and she drops.
Oh, damn it. I need to use my other ability.
Sorry.
I can keep her alive for if you'd like.
Use a fortune to
save her life.
To put her at one house.
I call dibs on that scimitar. Oh, my goodness.
All right, that's awesome to you.
All right, when she falls after a hit, you go in there and strike her. You see that she has an amulet around her neck hanging on a golden chain. The amulet is a red stone, probably a ruby, and it is also carved to look like her head.
Nope. I just want the scimitar.
Okay.
Copper
is it cool?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yes. I fight with a scimitar. Okay,
grab this is all I want.
Pick it up with a cloth.
Let's see what
the fuck. Somebody should grab. Yeah, someone should grab
it. I'll grab it. I'll wrap the cloth around it and pick it up.
Right. Pick it up with your mech hand.
I like my mech hand.
Pick it up with your mech.
My mech has 100 health and takes half.
Okay, so
an
as
hour.
Soon as you pick up the scimitar, you stop breathing. But you're not discomforted by the fact you're not breathing. You feel pretty good about the fact that you don't have to breathe. You don't have to breathe while you're holding this weapon.
That's pretty badass. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at my other scimitar and just like throw it.
The scimitar's like, fuck my back!
Can I take that scimitar?
See, I did grab the amulet, wrap it up in a like a cloth, and
okay.
Picked it up.
Alright, so you have the amulet.
So looking at it, is there anything other than the fact it's carved like her head, is there anything else?
You're going to look at it with your special sense magic-y stuff?
Yes, I am.
All right, looking at it, it has a strong vibe of protection magic. Give me an intellect challenge roll with 3 banes.
How much smoke is in the room? Can I aid him on that?
Yeah, so take one of your banes away.
4 and 10 and... Intellect is 13
so
plus
3.
6. Yeah, plus 3 used to it. 16. Yeah, so.
All right. You look at it, you think that this is a protective device that will mask your presence from undead. But it has a limited ability.
How much smoke is filling the room from the burning tapestries at this point?
Not a lot. I mean, they're just smoldering. They were
just making sure we're just all going to pass out from smoke inhalation while we're not paying attention to it.
There's no hint of anything negative.
No.
So, like, somebody touches this, puts it on their skin, whatever, they're not going to, you know, like...
Turn to stone or gorgon.
Or gorgon, right.
So,
permanently cursed.
Looking up those diamonds in the ceiling, does it look like the diamond, like the ceiling would crumble if I hit it with something thrown off?
You'd have to hit it with something really strong.
I pick him up and fly up to the ceiling.
Can we just
throw
a mech at it?
Yeah, so I can climb up there.
Right, you pluck out the 2 diamonds from the eyes, and you now have 2 diamonds worth the last adventure of this campaign, worth 1,000 gold crowns each.
Fortune and glory.
Yes.
And
we are rich before the world ends. We have one.
And one of them has a deed into a giant ship attached to it when you pull it all the way out. It's like the nerve ending. So,
this and
the scimitar of not breathing.
Protection from undead. So,
it's a pretty sweet adventure.
We may be walk
doing pretty good
zombies.
So far.
You can fly back. Walk by the zombies. Walk by the zombies. What do you think? Just throw
it. We killed the Gorgon! Hey!
Take his scimitar that he threw away and cut off the Gorgon's head.
Just and then back
take
to
it
town.
Back as a trophy.
It's silvered. Does that do anything against her? I don't know what that does.
No. Silvered weapons do
Wait,
things
maybe
against,
you can hold up in front of somebody and his eyes will glow and turn to stone.
Exactly. I was wondering. But
didn't do anything.
We're all not stoned.
This is not like
in its course.
Which one? Do stuff on dead?
No. Silver is usually good for some types of creatures, like shapechangers.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
I can think of
changelings.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm sorry.
Alright. So,
look, I'm not breathing.
Any other any
I can sing all day without having to interrupt.
He just grabs a handful of sand and stuffs it in his mouth.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
He whistles for 9 hours straight.
Looking around the room.
Any motherfuckers start choking.
No,
asking for my scimitar.
You do find there towards behind the throne.
Actually,
you find there is a pile of shed skin. And also snake droppings.
A lake.
Can I fit any of the shed skin?
You can become a mermaid by putting on some of the shed skin, yes.
Okay, so there's no other... Can anybody check for hidden doors or anything along those lines?
Need search.
I can roll perception with a boom.
You do a fairly thorough search and you find there... You don't find anything unusual. All
right.
Anything that would suggest there are any... hidden passageways here.
Oh, guess we're going back
to
the
fucking
pyramid.
So we're still stuck going back.
Right. Side quest complete. Right. Back to main quest.
But, because of the side quest, we have an amulet that might protect us from the sight of the zombies.
So is the neck chain big enough to go around the
whole world? We have a mech that flies.
So he doesn't need it.
Yeah. He flies over, brings it back. Flies over, brings it back.
It's a flying guy.
Is her bow cool?
What's that?
Is her bow cool?
Is her bow cool?
Oh, yeah. Is her bow's, it's a longbow. Oh,
okay, I already have one of those.
Yeah. Who needs another one?
I'll take some of her arrows, though. I don't
sure.
Any of those.
That's fair.
Take all of her arrows. I'm going to just take some of them.
Right, yeah, like, so I think we can go and have the ranger wear the invisibility to undead necklace and go walk through.
Do we know that? How do we know that's what it is?
Because Magic Man over there checked it out.
Was probably judging around. <that part.
laughs> You were playing with the snakes on the head.
While you're up there getting a blowjob from the
other day, hey guys, look, she almost killed me.